4 DOS.
4 HKX. Hey, Gary.
Hey, Patrick, what are you up to there, young man?
This rotator.
You got it wired up yet?
I got it wired up.
Get around to see if it'll change anything.
I'm going to have to do some more work to it. It's sticking up there around the ring.
Well, I don't know what's causing that. Well, I do too. I guess friction is. Must have one guy wire a little bit too tight.
That's what I'm thinking. Because I had it all pointed north and all that, and then went to move it, and now it's off after all that. So. And it was really hard to get it to spin around, so I'm thinking the guy wire is sticking up there on the ring.
Sounds right. Well, we can take care of that. That's no big deal. Yeah, that's not a real big problem, but sounding good.
It sounds good into the repeater.
Oh, man, yeah, full quieting.
A pulsation in my end.
What that might be, but it's, you're full quieting into the repeater.
Well, I don't know what it could be either. I'm running on a battery, so I doubt it's a power, there can't be a power supply or anything like that.
I think that would be a problem, especially if you're on a battery. It shouldn't affect, as you say, it's pulsating. Is it on the receive side?
Roger that. Your voice is not pulsating. It's like the signal is, but your voice is not.
Well, I don't know what role that might be, but you're sounding good into the repeater. You like I said, you're full quieting, and so it must be pointed in pretty much the right direction.
Pointed in the same direction it was, north.
Well, you're bouncing it off that rock quarry over there or something. There hadn't been mining over there, have you?
Put a little bit of blasting over there over the last month.
About the rock face a little bit.
It's very possible, but I don't know. I don't know how many times they've been blasting, but I know of at least two they were doing it while I was over there at the church.
I don't know what that would be either. But I'm glad that the everything else is working the way it's supposed to. It's sounding good, Patrick. It really is. So I don't know what that pulsating might be, though.
Roger that. I just sent you a video of it, so maybe you get a little better idea.
Well, it hit my phone. I've got it right here. It hadn't dinged yet, so it takes a little bit to get here.
A different radio too, so that could be it. I'm using the ICOM 7000 tonight. I'm trying this out, not the Yaesu, so I may move it over there and see what happens.
7000.
But yeah, that was the easiest place to hook it up for right now to try it out.
Let me switch radios and see if it sounds the same. And if it's not, it could be on my end.
But you can go ahead and try it.
Different radio now. How's it sound? Is it still pulsating? Still pulsating? I don't know if I'm on a different radio or a different antenna both.
It doesn't seem to be as bad, but I don't know. It's hard to tell because it's not real loud. It's just kind of in the background. So I don't normally only catch it right after you on the squelch tail of the repeater.
In the repeater, if it's in the squelch tail.
I'm not going to worry about it at this moment. Like I said, I'm on a different radio, so it could be part of it. But it's sounding good in the repeater. That was the main thing. I was trying to get it set up to where I could at least try Shannon's net tomorrow night.
Sounds good. I'm going to try to get in there and try her net tomorrow night as well. That's at 8:30, right?
Is correct. And it's doing it still because when the repeater ID'd there, I could hear it. you and your voice talk over it. So whatever it is on my end or in the repeater.
I don't hear it on my end, so I don't know whether it's in that. But glad everything seems to be working fine, and hopefully we can get into that simplex net tomorrow night.
Said, I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to set my 991A back up before tomorrow night. That way I can watch everything on the scope, too.
I got you spoiled.
Help out a little bit. Helps you identify if something's even there.
It definitely does that. I had mine hooked up to my computer at one time, and I had to use my computer as a band scope, and it worked real well. But I since changed that and hadn't hooked it back up to the computer. So, of course, I've changed computers too.
That. Well, Gary, I'm going to get off here and eat me some supper and get things closed down for the night. I just wanted to make sure this was working.
Working fine, so you go get you some supper, and we'll talk at you a little bit later. Have a great evening. Tell Miss Elise we said hello, and we'll talk to you then. KO4HKX, KI4DOS.
7-3, Gary, good to hear you tonight. Tell Joy I said hello. Or we said hello. KO4HKX. I'm clear. 7-3.